Hachette Audio presents The Bloom Girls, written by Amy Pine, read by Caitlin Davies, Barry Krynick, and Fred Berman. Chapter 1. Gabby Bloom knew she was being silly and over the top, but she didn't care. She was 22 as of 2 days ago, a college graduate, and she finally had the first stamp in her passport. This was a special occasion, which meant no holding back. She stood in the middle of the rain-soaked street right there in Galway, Ireland, and spun like she was Gene Kelly dancing through puddles and singing in the rain. Her long ponytail swished against her back, but she was avoiding actually splashing in the puddles, because then she'd have to dig something dry to wear out of her backpack, which still sat unopened on the bed in her hostel. Plus, she was technically using said spinning to find the best camera angle from which to capture the essence of her new location, the brick-paved street shining with rainwater, the vibrantly painted storefronts mixed in with the gray stone facades of older buildings, the glow of the streetlights reflected in the puddles, and the locals, and perhaps travelers like herself, pouring in and out of the various pubs, smiling and laughing. However, staying dry was key. Gabby's whimsy only extended as far as practicality would allow it. Sure, after the flight to Shannon and the hour-plus bus ride to Galway, she was jet-lagged beyond comprehension, but sleep could wait, at least until it was absolutely necessary. Right now, her sole desire was to capture the scene on her Nikon D500, the extremely generous graduation-slash-birthday gift from both her mom's and her dad's parents. One of the only times in recent history she could remember the ex-in-laws agreeing on something together. Still, Gabby had the gorgeous new camera hanging around her neck, which she'd used to capture the equally gorgeous sights throughout her trip, so she certainly wasn't complaining. All she wanted was to have the most amazing 2 months of her life without family complications or competition getting in the way. She squeezed her eyes shut for one brief moment, willing her home life to stay where it belonged, at home, and backed up toward the curb to survey her surroundings. The light rain that had lasted the whole bus ride from Shannon to Galway had miraculously stopped as soon as Gabby arrived. Now, with the sun on the brink of setting, the quaint street looked like a movie set. It felt like a movie set. And she was the heroine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?